After he kisses me, he starts to cut through my pants. I could feel the knife start to graze and cut into my skin. I'm afraid he's going to kill me.
Alex was pronounced dead, but the way that they lost him just didn't make any sense. They were all so confused. He was stabbed 16 times, including in the head, genitals, and torso. Obviously, investigators need to speak with Ezra to try and find out what happened here. So he starts the interview by asking Ezra to walk him through everything that had happened the day before. And she tells him everything, meeting Max at Racy's to exchange art, going to Alex's to return some stuff, and then Jason and the cops showing up. Then she says that when Alex got into her car, they were planning to go to a nearby park, but ended up just driving around aimlessly. And at some point, she said she got really anxious behind the wheel, so Alex took over driving. And she said that she had no idea where he drove them to, but she can remember getting out of the car and walking around the woods before ending up at that old man's house. And then after this, Proc asks about the word boy being carved into her arm. And she tells him that Alex would use boy and other male pronouns for her as a way to make fun of Ezra's past gender identity. And I just have to say, this does not at all sound like something Alex would do. I just flat out don't believe this. I think it's total bull. Ezra claimed that Alex was sitting in the driver's seat when he took this type of weapon called a tiger claw out of her center console. She says that he put these on, grabbed her by the arm while she was in the passenger seat, and carved the word into her arm. And you can just tell by this point in the interview that Detective Proc is not buying any of this shit, so he just goes ahead and lets her continue to lie. But then, about halfway through, he reveals to her that they had found her car, and that means that they had found Alex's body lying on the muddy road, hanging outside of her car. And then, wouldn't you know it, Ezra suddenly remembers everything that happened. It's honestly pretty unbelievable just how quickly her story unraveled, but I'm glad that she's such a stupid liar because now investigators could see very easily who the real perpetrator was.